Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a moment where we elevate our consciousness and connect our thoughts and behaviors to the witness of the divine power of God for our professional success as leaders. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your participation and presence in this time of dedicated and facilitated prayer. The aim here is to connect our higher level of consciousness with our natural reality as we grow as industry leaders. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one-of-ones, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalysts, gatekeepers, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are releasing anxiety, increasing our productivity, improving our conditions, giving ourselves options, and growing closer in relationship to God through the power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, safe, and supported, valued, and so appreciated. Thank you for joining me. I am Dion Marie, and I am the Lux Ambassador. I advise C-suite executives in mastering the transition from employee to driving the development and deployment of an attainable vision and sustainable value as an employer. I am the woman that takes you to the next level. Today, we honor the strategy of cross-selling more products. Some organizations focus on selling additional products to the same customer. The upswell is an upsell. By increasing the amount of products sold per customer and offering your customers more effectively and efficiently, so you can increase the average of your cart size. Even a small increase in cart size can have a significant impact on profitability without having to spend money to acquire new customers. To keep your customers coming back for more and telling their colleagues where to go for more products, services, efficiency, and effectiveness. Now, with your mind clear the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment as a limitless being. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this prayer, petition, connection, conversation with God experience. Send to yourself right now, right here in this special moment. Join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind. Silence your urges to be distracted. Now release yourself to God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. God, we thank you. We honor you. We adore you, God. We lift you up. We magnify you, O God. We exalt you, O God, above all else and before all else. God, we love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for being God and God alone, for your divine sovereign self. O God, we thank you. We do not minimize anything about you, O God. We do not minimize anything about you. You are God and God alone. You are sufficient. Hallelujah. You are all. You are everything and you are all things. And we are grateful to be a part of your plan, a part of your process, a part of the kingdom. We are grateful, God. We are honored and privileged to be counted as yours, oh God. That you know the hairs on our head and the needs in our heart and the worries on our mind, oh God. You know, you see. Oh God, you examine our hearts, oh God. You examine our hearts, oh God, and we have a heart for you. We have a heart for you, oh God. And on this day, we come to you in prayer. We come to you, God, asking to do more better. God, help us to do more better. As we add to the lives of the people that we lead, help us to do it better. As we add to the lives of our customers, to our clients, help us to do better. Show us a means and a method, oh God, to improve, to enhance, to do better, oh God. We can do more. We can do more. We can do more, oh God. We can do more as we honor you with what we have, with what we know, with where we've been, with our desires for where we hope to go, oh God. We thank you right now that you are speaking into our hearts, you are speaking into our minds, that you are bringing into existence those things that we need to do more better. God, we thank you. We thank you and we honor you, God, because you know and you see where we can improve, where we can enhance, where we can grow and scale and go to the next level, oh God. But we need you. We can't do this thing on our own. We need you, oh God. We implore you, oh God. We don't grapple with this thing because we know that you are God and that you are able. We just ask for your help, oh God. Help in this moment. Help us build strategies, oh God. Help us to be innovative, oh God. Help us to accept change, to be willing to be transformed, to be updated, to be enhanced, to move forward, oh God. Help us where we are critical upon ourselves and critical about systems and critical about protocols, oh God. Help us. Help us to employ better strategies, procedures, and processes to do more better, God. Help us when we're in the boardroom. Help us when we're in the office, in the cubicles, oh God. Help us, oh God, when we're taking calls and we're in our meetings, oh God, to do more better. God, help us. Help us develop a mind and a desire to do more and to do it better, to do well, to increase, to improve, to enhance, oh God. Let us not be okay with okay. Let us not be okay with okay. Help us to be empowered to go beyond the norms, to move past our normatives, oh God, to seek out better, to be willing to seek out better, to accept change as necessary, to accept what's coming as necessary, to be empowered by it and not afraid, oh God, to be excited about it and not cower behind what we used to do or how we used to be. But let us embrace what's ahead. Let us embrace your plan for our lives, oh God. Let us embrace the innovations, the ideas, the possibilities, oh God. Help us to do more better. And we will be sure to give you the praise, to give you the honor, and to give you the glory. Oh God, we love you. We honor and we bow before you. We count it as done. Ashe and amen. Psalm 66:19 says, but truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank you, God, for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily task. Amen and amen. God bless your pursuit of the highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing. Amen. Amen.